It's time for Bites Behind the Media. We're giving you the ammunition you need to have a smart conversation around the water cooler. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
Oh, and I'm Jimmy Young.
We find
and I was prepping
interesting,
for fourth quarter.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all actually travel, with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or built-in front pocket. And they come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. Away has the perfect gift for everyone on your list, because this holiday season, everyone wants to get away. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. Okay, Jimmy, airlines, talking about Away. How do you complain when there's a problem, when your flight is delayed, when they lose your bags, when somebody kicks the back of your seat, when the food is horrible, when list on and on and on and on, long lines?
I must have.
How do you complain?
I must have the patience
of
the
Job.
Saint.
Oh, really? You don't complain?
No.
Are you serious? You've never complained at an airline?
As long as that plane gets me from where I am to where I'm going safely, I'll tolerate.
Really?
Yes.
You are a saint, Jimmy.
What's the point? Am I going to hey, stop kicking my chair. I didn't mean to. I'm really sorry. Okay.
Is it because you like people?
You turn
those long lines and those frustrating situations into a wonderful little lovely conversation.
That's what I say. Oh, you know what? I get it. Relax.
Wow.
It's okay. And I always go up to the desk if there's an issue, and I go, it's not your fault. I know you're just following the policy. But here's what happened.
Jimmy, would you like to just travel around with me, and you can be the good little angel?
I can do that.
And so when I go to explode,
Dan, I'll carry your bags anywhere.
My away bags, right?
That's right.
My away bags.
Absolutely.
I am not an angry person. I don't blow my top the way there are people out there have to do, you don't even have to use sandpaper. You can just brush a napkin against them and a fire starts.
I used to be really volatile.
Really?
And I used to be argumentative, and I used to not be able to control my temper when I was in my late teens in college, when I was on the sidelines coaching soccer.
And then you found pot. And so that's and everything changed after that.
Let's just let it go. All
and
right.
So anyway, we are. So this story is kind of fascinating. And you know what? I actually did this and it worked.
You tweeted.
I tweeted out. I was on Delta Airlines probably about a year ago, and I had a bad experience, and I pointed out how I have traveled on Delta Airlines all the time, have never had any problems, and all of a sudden there was a major problem, and I won't go into all the details, but I did tweet it out, and lo and behold, almost within 5 minutes of tweeting that out, I got a response. I basically, I tweeted at Delta Airlines. And they responded and apologized. They said, we're sorry that your situation has not worked out. It's upsetting you. Please let us know how we can help, kind of thing. I was amazed. And immediately I tweeted again and thanked them for their quick response. Now, had I decided at that moment, Jimmy, that I was going to try, first of all, to find the 800 number to call, because you got to find it. Those 800 numbers aren't just anywhere, and there are multiple 800 numbers. So if there's this, you lost your bag, if you didn't do this, you got to call this number, and then they'll put you on hold, and they'll say something along the lines of, if you have 18 minutes to lose your life sitting around waiting for us to pick up the phone, do it. If not, leave a message, and we'll get back to you never. It is difficult.
I like it when they say, we will call you back.
Right, which I don't like that. I want to deal with it now.
Okay.
But what we're finding, according to this article, is that the easiest way to get attention from the airline industry to a problem that you may be facing is ping them on social media.
That's it, and because they're now monitoring. They have people who are monitoring social media in Delta and American
That's
Airlines
right.
hubs. Because after all, this is how people are communicating to the world.
Exactly.
Now.
And they have, which I didn't realize, they have social media, like command centers, call centers, customer service people. So not just customer service people monitoring the phone, standing by. They are a social media customer service team. So,
and they're searching for the words Delta or American Airlines. And that's how they're able to find
these things. And they respond very quickly. So, as you think about those long lines at the security gate at the airline, traveling for the Thanksgiving and the rest of the holiday season, remember, tweet your
away.
Displeasure.
Does that mean I have to learn
rather
how to
than
tweet?
Call? Well, you can use some other, however else you do it.
All right,
And dislike, unlike.
Speaking of liking and disliking,
yes,
I don't know if you knew this.
Okay,
but Instagram is doing some housekeeping because, sure enough, and we know that they're owned by Facebook.
Yes,
there are actually people out there who are creating fake likes, fake follows, fake comments. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that. Artificially inflate their popularity.
Yes.
And now they're actually looking for this and using algorithms to find out exactly what is real and what is not real. Is this a real like or not a like? I mean, it's like, really?
So not only is there fake news or
fake likes.
Fake rhetoric of fake news, now they're fake likes.
Correct. Fake likes.
Wow. Well,
and by the way, you know who else explained that to me?
Who did?
Nick Chelso,
CEO of CLNS,
because he understands how the back end works. And he goes, those ratings, you can buy the ratings. You can buy numbers. You can buy that sort of thing. And I'm like, okay.
I just, you know, it's getting to the point now where, Jimmy, I don't think you're really Jimmy.
Yeah, I don't think you're really Jimmy.
I think you're
Dan
like
either.
Those Mission Impossible things where they peel off the face. Somebody else is under there, and it's not really you.
Yikes.
It could be Tom Cruise, but it's not Jimmy. No. Everything in life is fake, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, right. What's real? What's not anymore?
Right. Now, this is real, I'm told. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson.
Oh,
this
yes.
is right up your alley because
yes,
you like golf, right?
Oh, my God. I love golf.
You love golf.
I miss it so bad.
Right.
I have no idea.
For the first time in the history of pay-per-view and golf, there's a marriage between the two. Now, we've paid for – I haven't, but other people have paid to watch boxing matches and ultimate – fighting
right.
games
actually,
where people bash each other.
Wrestling has had the highest grossing pay-per-view.
But we're not talking about like wrestling, like Olympic wrestling.
WrestleMania.
Right.
It's the show. It's
the ultimate, where they really bash each other up.
Well, no, they do a great job of, and I don't want to use the word pretend because
aren't pretending.
No, that's my point.
Yes.
I'm talking about the WWE.
Oh, those, yes.
Yeah.
Those
and,
guys
and it's
are pretending.
Not so, they don't pretend when they hit each other. They definitely have a script that they're working
right,
on.
Right, yes, they are working
for
off
a
that.
Performance. And that's what they are. And I have, back in the day, I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it.
Yes. Well, I never, you know me, I would not pay for a pay-per-view of any kind.
I don't think I could ever see you at a wrestling match. I'm
no,
just saying.
I have not been at a wrestling match. No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I went to a boxing match where it was two females, there was some kind of, it was a news story where I think for the first time two females were going to be boxing
professionally
or something.
Like
something. There was something. I did not like it. I was close up front and there was blood and sweat and stuff
right,
splashing my way.
I was going to say, if you're ringside, you are going to get stuff
yes,
on you.
I would have worn one of those welding things, you know, that comes in that protects the mask. But anyway, we digress.
Yes.
These two professional golfers normally would be playing on, you know, commercial broadcast television or on the PGA
on
channel
tour,
or whatever
when
they're on
tour.
Right,
when they're on tour, they're competing
but
for
this
prize
is a,
money.
But this is a special event.
Right.
It is $9 million at stake. Winner takes all.
Yep.
And it is for you to watch this, which will take place this week right after Thanksgiving when everyone is running around trying to find a sale at Walmart. You can pay to watch.
Is it in prime time?
I don't know when it is.
Shadow Creek, I think, is the golf course.
I don't know if it's prime time, but you got to pay.
Yeah.
You got to pay $20 in order to watch them.
Now, you know I love sports.
Yes, you do.
And you know I'm aware, usually, of all things having to do with sports or
yes,
what's trending anyway, what's going on.
So you're pumped about this.
I was shocked to find out today that it's a pay-per-view event.
Really? So you thought this was a freebie.
I thought it would be on like TBS or TNT or one of the off sports channels.
Maybe the golf channel, the PGA channel or whatever.
To drive traffic to it and all that. And then to find out that it would cost $20 to watch it.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that?
I'm not so sure. First of all, I don't have a problem with the concept.
Right.
I do have a problem with the fraud, because they didn't actually say it. I mean, they've been hyping this thing for weeks.
Yeah, on every sporting event I've watched. They hooked you before they told you you had to pay for it.
To the point where I was like, okay, you know, it's almost Friday. I'm planning for Thursday now.
Yeah.
You know, in any week.
Oh, you're mapping out your life around this event.
I say, okay, what am I going to do? What I have planned? Blah, blah, blah. You know, what's on TV? What, are we going to go to a movie? Are we going to go shopping? What are we going to do? I know that Tiger and Phil thing is happening.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch that.
Yeah.
$20.
$20, yeah.
To watch it. And by the way, does that $20 go to the 9 million?
I think it does.
That's on
if
the,
you get enough people to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because in those
and
price.
By the way, I can't. It really, $9 million.
$9 million.
It's a nice figure, right?
I'd take the
Tiger
9 million.
Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson do not need another $9 million.
I think Tiger Woods was almost a billionaire until he wasn't.
Right.
Because he got shaved.
He became half a billionaire.
which would be a multi-hundred millionaire.
And Elon did just fine. Thank you very much.
Everyone is doing well.
Well, the kid, best of all, those kids are.
Well, we hope so.
No, you know what? They're both in their lives.
Right. They don't need this money.
And I'm not 100% sure, because again, I just knew it was like a match, and it was a match play, right. And like, okay, that'll be interesting to watch. That might be entertaining. They're going to mic the guys, so there'll be some banter, and you know, I'm sure it will be made for TV banter.
Oh, it has to be.
Add.
Yeah,
they're going to say, oh, that sucks.
You should have gotten
better. There's going to be some trash talking.
You got to get something for your $20.
These are two of the biggest personalities and name brands in golf.
Tiger's still a big draw.
And
whether you don't,
Tiger's back now.
Tiger's back.
You know. Which is great for the game.
That's the only reason I care about golf. And I don't. There's a lot I don't like about Tiger.
Okay.
But it's just there's just something about Tiger that if you're flipping around and you see Tiger playing, you got to stop and watch.
Because you might see something you've never seen before, which is exactly the reason why I watch sports in the first place.
Exactly.
And I got to tell
you. Except there's only one Tiger. And in sports, there are multiple Tiger-type people. I mean, you might find like a LeBron James. What I'm saying is that basketball has a lot of great players that you can, there are probably 20 people that you could say, oh, you would stop and watch them if they were playing basketball. Me, as someone who doesn't really pay attention to any sports whatsoever, I can't think of another golfer that I would stop and watch except Tiger.
Right. Because again, you might see something you've never
seen before,
out of who I maintain is the greatest golfer of my generation.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Jack, because I was a kid watching Jack Nicklaus, and I remember seeing him play live at the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts, back in the day when the U.S. Open was there.
Oh.
And I think Curtis Strange won there.
Oh,
That's history. Well, again, you know, this is the stuff that's in my brain.
It's not in mine. I have no idea what you're talking about. I know Brookline. I know there's a Country Club there. Actually, I went there one time.
Well, that is...
Isn't that where I went? That's where I went. Did the
Ryder Cup?
No. That's where they... There's only one club in Brookline.
It's called the Country Club.
Right, exactly.
And it's in Brookline.
You know what I did there?
What did you do there?
What do you think I did there?
You covered a story.
No, I didn't cover a story. This was recent history.
I have no idea. What Olympic
sport did I go there and partake in? Curling.
Oh, gosh. I forgot
you are
a curler.
I would not say that I'm a curler. I've tried curling.
Okay.
Yes. I went to the Country Club.
Right.
They have
a
curling facility there.
Yeah. I always think of, I think it's called Broomstones in Wayland.
Yeah, whatever. It was one of the most fascinating things I've ever done in my life.
Okay.
Anyway, how do we get to that? Oh, because of the Country Club.
Right.
So you've been fascinated by golf all along, but this is.
I love the game.
So where are you? Will you pay the $20 or not?
It's going to be a spur of the moment decision. It's going to be what else is going on in my house at
that
time. Right. By the way, if it's head to head with the Celtics,
forget it. No,
I'm not going to watch.
Okay.
Right. Because look, I missed perhaps one of the greatest football games of all time on Monday.
I was obsessed
with watching the Celtics and figuring out a way to watch it on my new cord cutting TV that I have.
You made a big mistake.
I know that. Well, you came in and you were pumped about the game.
I know everything about that game that took place between the Rams and Kansas City.
Would you have paid $5 to watch that game before you knew that was going to happen?
No, but if I knew that was going to happen, I would have paid $20.
Interesting.
It was a good game.
Interesting.
And you know me, I don't really care about sports.
Yeah. And by the way, the thing about Tiger and Phil, if it is going to be on demand, like a movie would be.
Right. You can watch it later.
I could absolutely watch it later.
Exactly.
I would watch it on demand, and I probably would... Especially if I knew the outcome, because really and truly, I don't care what the outcome is.
He has to do some great shots, though, like off a tree or something.
It's going to be 4 or 5 hours of entertainment
I hope
having
so.
To do with golf, with two of the most the best personalities in the game that have evolved over the last 40 or 50 years.
So, well, I expect you then, if you do do it, to give me a rundown the way that I gave you a rundown on the football game.
Yes, you did.
And Stephen, are you going to be watching
your analysis of the Rams and Chiefs?
I'm proud.
Game.
I felt pretty good that you thought I did a good analysis.
I did. No, you did it very good. You were all pumped about Pat Mahomes.
I was. Right. He
and
made
it was
some
the Rams
silly,
that won. So, was, I, you know.
Stephen, you're going to watch it?
No, he doesn't even know what golf is, for crying out loud.
He knows what golf is.
He knows what golf is. Great. But you don't care. You don't care about Tiger?
No, not that much. Definitely not for $20. If it was
Do you know why they call it golf?
What?
This is one of the oldest jokes.
No, I don't.
Because all the other four-letter words were taken.
I've never heard that.
That's what I mean.
Very
you
good.
Stick around me.
I stick around. Okay, one final bite, a small bite. The White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh,
two big
this.
Announcements from that. First of all, normally from the very beginning, they always have a comedian who gets up there and says silly stuff. Sometimes it's pretty funny. I've been at four of these things. Half of them have been decent, and the other half, they bombed.
Okay.
Even Jay Leno bombed at the White House correspondent. But lately, they've been controversial. They say things that are across the line.
Who was it this year? Was it Amy Poehler?
Yeah, no, it wasn't Amy Poehler.
It was another
That other woman, who I didn't know who she was before that. Yeah. But she's a comedian who went, I should know her name, and I'm forgetting it right
That's
now.
Right.
But anyway, so for the first time, they will not have a comedian. They're going to have a historian.
Oh, that's so much better. I'm sure
Rutschered
that'll really
out.
Pique the interest of all those
I
correspondents.
I know. It sounds like this could be a snoozer.
By the time they have this dinner, there may not be any more correspondents left.
Exactly.
That are covering the White House.
Very good. Very good one there, Jimmy. Ron Chernow, who's a biographer. He's a historian. He's going to talk about... You know, the crossroads of politics and journalism and all of that really heady stuff.
I was a history major, and I do like history.
Yeah, but for this, you want to have fun. But maybe this is a reflection of the mood of the country now,
where we
don't want to laugh.
Why wouldn't they have somebody like Paul McCartney or Elton John?
Are they still
or
around?
Billy Joel?
Oh,
I'm talking about legends,
but
singers.
Those guys
about
they don't spink. They don't spink. They don't spink. What is spink?
I don't spink? Need them to spink. I need them to sing. Which could be sink. They could sink.
They could sink.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's the big news. And no comedian. They're going to have the historian. But the other big news is President Trump now is putting out some signals that he may now attend. Because there's no comedian, he might show up at this thing.
Oh my God!
Which
let's hope
you could argue that would be the comedian.
Yeah, I was gonna say. And
that's
by the
a
way,
Jimmy.
The worst
that's
thing
a Jimmy
that can
joke.
Happen is if this historian gets up there and tries to tell a joke.
Yes, that
because it ain't gonna work.
That will
I don't
not
care
work.
How good a joke it is, or who your writers are,
right.
It ain't gonna work.
Well,
okay?
I feel as if we had some good writers today because this podcast was pretty funny. You had some
you
good
know what?
Stuff
it's
in here.
It's the holiday season.
It's the holiday season, and you're thinking about turkeys and all that.
I'm thinking about all the errands I still have to do today.
Well, as always, Jimmy, it was a pleasure sitting across from you and chewing over all of these great stories.
And I'm going
to
say something here. I am thankful for the feedback that you've given me because I have the utmost respect for your career and your accomplishments and your opinions.
Thank you.
For the most part. But I am thankful that we'd be able to do this every week.
Every week.
And
it doesn't get old. It only gets better.
No, and I enjoy the time.
I enjoy the time as well. And Stephen, we're thankful for you. Stephen, by the way, who also got a new gig. Can we talk about that publicly or not? No,
no one's going to care.
He has, you know,
trust
we,
me,
we,
no
you
one's
going to
care.
That's
not
fine.
Ruin your career.
No, no, no.
No
he
one
may.
From Fox
you know what?
No, anyway.
Jimmy, come on now, Jimmy. We don't want to, you know, create any hurdles for you. Okay. He does a great job. He's doing some wonderful stuff. Also has a new gig. So congratulations, and we're thankful for everything you've been doing as director of our show. And thank you for listening and enjoying this podcast with us. We know you did because, well. We liked it.
Because people keep downloading it.
Exactly. Share it. Keep listening on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Again, for our director, Steve Helmuth, I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
And now you know what's behind the media.